This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Altman.
This is Job Search Radio, episode 418. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, the head coach for Job Search Coaching HQ and NoBSCoachingAdvice.com. And welcome. I've been having some website issues lately, and I hope by tomorrow they're all resolved. I apologize for inconveniences, but sometimes tech vendors become more complicated. Anyway, today's show is about job fairs, because some of you like attending them, and I want to speak to you about going to job fairs in this show. Hope you find it helpful, and listen to the end of the show. There's information about my doing one-on-one coaching with you. And I also want to mention, if we're not connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. And now, let's get going. Job fairs. I know a lot of people don't like going to them, but in some fields, they are really good for finding work. I thought I would give you a video here for going to a job fair if you've determined that it's really a good place for you to be. So the first thing to do is see who's going to be there. See what firms are going to be represented there. Number two, visit their website to look for jobs. Now, some of the jobs on the website may not correlate to the recruiters who are there. However, these are going to be people who will receive your resume, chat with you for a couple of minutes, and then pass your resume on to the person who might be recruiting for it. So, you know, in preparing, you're visiting the website to see what you're determining what list of what firms you want to visit with while you're there. So you're seeing who average website for particular types of jobs that fit your background so that you can, three, go to meet with them. Now, when should you visit? Let me ask you a question. If you're going to be, if you're in HR with people from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., do you think they're fresher earlier in the morning or at the end of the day? At midday, some of them are cutting out to catch a bite of lunch. So there's a couple of poor souls there who are sitting there going, oh, I'm so tired. I just want to eat something. So you want to get there fairly early, even though that's what thirds are, because at the end of the day, it's hard for them to listen. All they want to do is go home because they're exhausted. So, you know, purposefully, what you want to be doing is preparing. Now, knowing what they're looking for based upon what you're seeing, tailor your resume for that particular job, which translates into you need to do things to organize those resumes when you visit so that you're well prepared and can just hand the resume to the recruiter. You know, be patient. You're going to be there. You're stuck waiting in line. You can whine about it, but when you get to the front of the line, they'll have noticed that you're a complainer and probably won't listen as intently to you because no one likes hiring a complainer. Be patient. Don't whine. Just be prepared to sell yourself and create a short commentary about what you do. 30, 45 seconds. So thanking them for being out there. It's got to be rough to be here all day. But, you know, my background is I previously worked for so-and-so. I wanted to make sure you had a copy of my resume, you could see my face. Anything I could answer for you right now that might be helpful to you. So, again, be prepared for these questions with a script of your own, not an elevator pitch that says, I'm someone who conquers world peace by fighting with people. The typical elevator pitch is too obnoxious. Ditch the pitch. Just figure out a way to succinctly put credentials in yourself with a smile on your face, without fear on your face, so that someone who's there early and juggling lots of people will find it memorable. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to hire me to help you with your job search. First of all, let me just start by saying I no longer do recruiting. So I'm not here to help place you in a job or help find the job for you. However, if you're interested in my coaching you, critiquing your resume and or LinkedIn profile, help you with your networking, prepare you for interviews, help you with a negotiation, a whole host of services, visit thebiggamehunter.us, use the tabs on the top, place an order with me. I'd be very happy to help you. I also want to say that, you know, there's a lot of great information at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I have curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read. It's the best of my content to help you with your search. Now, all of my stuff is at thebiggamehunter.us, but people tell me that it's overwhelming. If you want my best, visit jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back soon with more, and in the meantime, have a great day. Take care.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love jobsearchcoachinghq.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's jobsearchcoachinghq.com.